Okay. And we got any presents this morning? Yeah. Lovely morning to get presents. And it's great to get presents. And it's hands up for who. Is Christmas your favorite time of the year? Oh, I think it is for me. It's a great time of the year. Right. It's a lovely time of year. But the thing about Christmas is it takes quite a bit of planning. We were thinking about that last Sunday. We see the first picture up. Christmas time takes a lot of planning. And just even to get presents and stuff for mums and dads, there takes a bit of planning. And first of all, you might look in a catalogue and see there's something you might want to buy for somebody in a catalogue. Or if you're a wee bit upmarket, you might look on your iPad and see if there's anything there and you can order it online. Or you can be the good old-fashioned way. You have to get your shoes on and actually go to a shop and do a bit of real shopping and going to a shop and that. So there's loads of ways. So you think about what you're going to get, and then you go and you get the present. And when you get the present, then, the present has to be wrapped. So you need some wrapping paper for that. Scissors and sellotape and all that sort of stuff. And then the present is wrapped. And maybe loads of care is taken in wrapping the present. And when you're opening your presents, if you open your presents very carefully and don't rip the wrapping paper, I just rip it open, don't you? I rip it open really quick, and then you get your presents. Here's some of my presents, okay? Let's see this here. Look at that. There's me all ready for France. All I need is a ticket and a cheap flight. Okay. And we get your presents. But it's lovely getting the presents, but it's a bit of planning, isn't that right? Maybe not for you, but for mums and dads and others, there's a lot of planning for Christmas. And we were thinking on Sunday about how God had been planning for many years about Christmas. And God's plan, you remember, was for Jesus to be born. Where was Jesus to be born? Hands up, you know where Jesus would be born. In a stable. And what town was he born in? In Bethlehem. Born in Bethlehem. And God's plan was, first of all, he had to get them. See the picture, Mary and Joseph? He had to get them. And remember, he had this man, Caesar Augustus, had this census, and everybody had to go back to their hometown. And that got Mary and Joseph to Bethlehem. And then we had to get the shepherds to Bethlehem to see baby Jesus. And the next picture shows how the angels were sent to the shepherds and told them that baby Jesus was born. But for a moment or two, I want to think about people we see in the next picture here. People called the wise men. And they had hundreds and hundreds of miles to travel. So God thought, how would he get the wise men hundreds of miles away, all that distance to Bethlehem? And you know the story. God put a very special star in the sky. And these men looked up at the stars and studied the stars. Now, I don't think straight away, as soon as they saw the star, I don't think straight away they clicked. Because if you read the Bible very carefully, I think it took them nearly 2 years from when they saw the star to get to see Jesus. But there's something to help them. And this is how wonderfully God plans it. God had, in the country that these men came from, it is believed, about 600 years before that, people like Daniel and Esther had been living in this country who knew the true God. They brought God's word with them, and God's word would have helped them to learn that a special king was going to come. And so they set off on the journey, and we see the next picture. They traveled a long distance, and they came to Jerusalem, and they thought, a new king will be born in a great big palace. And they go in to see King Herod, and we see him, old grumpy face. He wasn't happy at all. He was the king. He wanted nobody else to be a king. And he says to his wise men, the people who studied the Bible, where is this king to be born? And do you remember we said on Sunday, the prophet Micah said the new king would be born in Bethlehem. The wise men had come so far. Listen to this, boys and girls. In order to find Jesus, they needed the Bible. And so whether we're wee or big, the way that we can find Jesus today is in the Bible. The Bible tells us how to find Jesus. That's why it's so important to learn, and as you grow up, to read the Bible every day. Herod said to the wise men, "You go and find this Jesus, and I will worship him." You think Herod wanted to worship baby Jesus? No, he wanted to kill him. Even though the Bible told him that this was God's king who was coming, the Bible told him this, he wouldn't love the baby Jesus. And today, boys and girls and big people, even though the Bible tells us about Jesus, leave her, Johanna, she's all right, she's all right. Even though the Bible tells us about Jesus, there's boys and girls and big people today who don't come and trust in Jesus. And so boys and girls, mums and dads, we come today and we think about Jesus. Here's a question. Have we come to trust in Jesus? You go, Mummy. Okay. Okay. Have you come to trust in Jesus? That's the most important thing. It's lovely today to think about the Christmas story. But what is far more important is, have we come to take Jesus as our Savior, as our Lord? And let me tell you why it's so important to do it. In the next picture, we see the wise men travel on. This was a long journey, and coming to know Jesus can take a long time. As I said, there's nearly 2 years for them. And there's maybe some of you here today, and you've been searching to know Jesus and to know salvation for years. If you haven't found Jesus yet, keep journeying. Don't give up. Keep searching in his word. And eventually they came, and see the next picture, to Bethlehem. They saw the star over the house. No stable at this stage. Jesus was living in a house with his mummy and daddy, who's a bit older. And when they saw the star over the house, the Bible says they were overjoyed. They were, boys and girls, even far happier than you were this morning when you saw presents. They were thrilled because they had come to see the greatest present of all. And we see that they went in the next picture, and they brought their gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Gold, a gift for a king. Frankincense, incense was used as a temple to pray. He is the one who would bring us to God. Myrrh, it was used when people died. That's strange, isn't it? But this baby had come, we see in the next picture, he had come to die. This was God's plan. The baby was born to die because the only way that you and I could be saved from our sin was Jesus taking that sin on the cross. We may think, God, was that a good plan? Look at the next picture. Jesus rose from the dead. He died. He rose from the dead, showing that he had paid the price in full. He's alive and alive forevermore. God's plan is wonderful. God's plan to bring Jesus. God's plan for Jesus to be the Savior. I wonder, boys and girls, ask Mummy or Daddy this when you go home. When did they start planning for Christmas? Let's see the next picture. I wonder, did they plan and start planning in the summertime for Christmas? Some people may have. Some people are a wee bit like that. Plan very, very early. Some maybe plan late. Some men maybe ask Daddy when did he buy Mummy's present. I wonder how many were bought yesterday. And that. So some people plan. But the amazing thing of the Christmas story, God had planned this even before the world was formed. God had this wonderful plan. But also God had planned, we said on Sunday, for boys and girls, a time for boys and girls and older people to come and trust in Jesus. And maybe it's God's plan for you today. Today. Did you realize, boys and girls, grown-ups, before this world was formed, God planned that you would be here today. And you'll be listening to me. You thought, oh God, what sort of person are you? But God's plan is that you would hear once more this call. Today can be the most special Christmas of all. Today you can come and trust in this Jesus. Trust in him who died on the cross. Don't leave it too late. Plan now. Don't start tomorrow. Plan well in advance. Because this is the most important thing of all.